More of Lake Effect now on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Joy Powers. Breathing. It's something that we do without thinking about it. Most of the time, we're practicing shallow breathing. That can sometimes make us feel not just out of breath, but also anxious, especially when we're already stressed. But when we actively concentrate on breathing techniques that fully utilize our lungs, our abdominals, and our diaphragms, it can actually reduce stress, create mindfulness, and even lower blood pressure. Cultures around the world have also used breathwork to create deep psychological, emotional, and spiritual shifts in the brain. Amelia Toporsch is a breathwork facilitator, and she joins Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski for this month's Fit for You segment to explain the techniques and benefits of using our breath consciously. Toporsch begins by describing the range of effects the breath can have on both the body and mind.
In the modern day, people use breath as a simple technique to ground and to create mindfulness, to create self-awareness. And it ranges from that to using the breath for physical workouts, such as your Pilates practice, your yoga practice with your pranayama. The average runner using their breath to meet new boundaries and to create new thresholds in which you're able to run. To using the breath to truly recreate the reality that you live in by releasing old patterns, by releasing trauma, by recreating the life that you want to live just by utilizing the power of your breath.
And let's get into the history of it. With breathing as medicine being tapped into as an additional tool, how did that develop to where we have now kind of caught up in the West? As much of a lot of trends tend to do, you know, the West is kind of the last end of the rounds.
Right. Just like, almost just like the Midwest, and that's where we're located.
Exactly.
So this work is even more powerful, in my opinion, practicing in the Midwest, because, yeah, we're the last to kind of take on the trends and notice the holistic practices that really can help make shifts. So cultures have been using the breath for thousands of years. Indigenous tribes used breathwork in ceremony. Monks and Buddhist religions used the breath as a tool for enlightenment, and so on. In the West, the breath became more popular with the rise of psychedelics and adopting practices from the East, such as yogic practices, meditation. Psychologists also began noticing the benefits of practicing breath techniques and how helpful it was for their patients who were experiencing mania, anxiety, and depression. Breathwork was coined by a Freudian psychologist who used the connected breathing technique as a way to achieve a state of full relaxation. And he found that his clients were able to more fully deal with their stress, their anger, their anxiety, and most importantly, uproot repressed emotions that they were previously unable to move forward from.
And that sounds like what's a big trend today is the word mindfulness, right? How to get us to center back on ourselves and just be, as you said, again, just a little more conscious of what we are feeling or experiencing every day versus the culture of rush, rush, rush.
Right. The notion of being conscious to me is the most important part of not only breath work, but breath technique as well. It allows us to really sit in our current moment, to sit with our emotions, and to just notice what's around us. Instead of pushing past it, we let it sink in.
So you said two different terms. You said breathing techniques and breath work. So is there a difference? And if so, could you please explain them?
Yeah, absolutely. So two different terms, they can commingle, and they both have an incredible amount of benefits for the everyday person. Breathing techniques and breathwork are similar in the way that they utilize a shift in our breathing pattern in order to have an emotional and physical reaction and change, okay? So breathing techniques are used as a tool to bring awareness to the body and to root into the current moment. So utilizing breathing techniques encourages the body, the brain, the nervous system to operate in this steady state place of being instead of triggering our fight or flight response, which we're often in our everyday life, especially us in our Western culture. essentially our brain looks at all of our stresses throughout the day, such as deadlines, uncertainty, pandemics like we're in right now, and it triggers a response to go into your fight or flight and wants to protect you. And it has this triggered response of heightened awareness. It activates this response in your body where stress hormones rise, your breath becomes heavy, or it can become shallow. And essentially, we kind of lose ourselves, right? So breathing techniques encourage the breather to just calm down, to sit with the emotion, to be an observer of their emotion, to welcome the good, welcome the bad, and you're able to deal with the experience in a very conscious state of being instead of this out of control state of consciousness.
Right. I'm thinking of, you know, if someone's experiencing like a panic or anxiety attack, sometimes the first indicator is that you can't really quite control your breath, right?
Right. And you don't, your body doesn't know. Your body is activating from a place where it thinks that there's a tiger approaching them from when we were cavemen. However, it's just a simple experience that we need to manage that we're feeling unable to do so in the moment.
Right. So calming ourselves, centering ourselves, as simple as counting to four on an inhale and exhale is one example of that. And we'll get into that specific exercise a bit later. But when it comes to breath work, what does that involve?
So while breathwork's effects are similar to breathing techniques to promote clarity, calmness, to ground, the path of doing breathwork is a little different than breath techniques itself. So breathwork uses a circular breath method, which essentially there's a very short pause between the inhale and the exhale of the breath. Okay. So in this breathing pattern, it creates a high dose of oxygen in the body, which releases a chemical called DMT. It's a safe chemical. It's released when you're born and when you die. That's a little heady, but let's go past that. And it's through this release that the breather enters a hyper-relaxed, almost hypnotic state of consciousness, okay? So by achieving this dreamlike state, the ego loosens up, and information from the subconscious is more easily accessed, almost appearing to the surface like a dream. Just a side note, 95% of who we are, what we know, what we do in our day-to-day is made up by our subconscious. And again, our subconscious is that underneath layer of our soul, our self, who we know, who we are, and is not accessed in our day-to-day life. Many feel like they're able to meet and release unprocessed emotions, stored traumas, old wounds, cultural and systematic beliefs, maybe patterns that they were taught from early childhood. And breathwork allows the breather to be a bystander just in the same way that breath technique does. However, through the ability to tap into the subconscious, breathwork is able to uncover the source of your anxieties, your fears, your destructive patterns, and you dive into it in a more deep, direct way. Okay, so think of breathing techniques as the tool to cope with your anxiety and your stress, and breath work as a spotlight to the sort of where that stress and anxiety is actually coming from.
So these are obviously two very different ends of a scale along tools that we use our breath to utilize. So can you describe, I imagine it takes a bit of different settings, different kinds of commitments for these techniques and breath work. But for breathing techniques, what's needed to do that? Is it as simple as taking a moment, sitting in your car at your desk to implement some techniques? Versus breath work seems, you know, you're referencing the psychological history, going into your subconscious, it sounds quite a bit more involved.
Yep, absolutely. So breathing techniques can be done anytime, anywhere. They are safe for the average healthy individual and can be as short as taking 1 minute to really just tune into the breath, you know, and can go as long as 60 minutes if you want to take yourself into a deep breath meditation. Breathwork, however, especially at the beginning, should be led by a breathwork facilitator, somebody who's trained in the field. A lot of stored trauma and pain can come up during these sessions, and it's really important that you have somebody to help support that process for you. Otherwise, it can be somewhat of a dangerous circumstance, and you know, the average person doesn't have tools to be able to deal with some of the things that our subconscious is storing for us. You know, it's stored there for a reason, because our brain thinks it's painful and it doesn't believe that we have the information or the tools available to deal with whatever's underneath there.
Right. So since breathwork needs a facilitator who's trained in doing this, and it also sounds like a true investment of time and effort on someone's part, let's shift gears into the benefits of breathing techniques. You mentioned, especially now, we're dealing with a lot of stress, anxiety, uncertainty. We're all living under a pandemic. So when someone takes a little bit of conscious time to implement breathing techniques, what kind of benefits can we get from that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a deep array, definitely. And it's different for each person. Breath work definitely is not for everyone. You know, you have to be ready to do that deep dive. You have to be in a safe place. And many of us are just looking for a simple technique to get us through, you know, the day-to-day and life's ups and downs. Utilizing breathing techniques can be really powerful and really help ground us, reduce stress, anxiety, manic episodes. It also allows us to just be more mindful, to be more compassionate to ourselves, to others, and creates new neural pathways and habits in our brain for dealing with stress. You know, I mentioned earlier childhood patterns. We learn from those around us at a young age how to deal with stress, and oftentimes what we learn isn't the best or most efficient way. So using these breathing techniques really allows us to take control of our life again. Allows us to take control of how we deal with stress. It helps our body stay healthy and calm. It reduces our blood pressure. It reduces our heart rate, you know, and allows us to navigate stress from a state of rationality instead of panic, which bridges me into COVID. You know, this is a very uncertain time. We have no answers. Many of us are out of a job. Many of us are homeschooling our children. We don't have answers and we don't know what's next. And so by practicing and utilizing just the simple, powerful aspect of our breath, we're able to just, you know, sit with our feelings for a moment. Allows us to feel into our feelings, allows us to observe our feelings, to be curious about where they're coming from, to feel into whatever we're feeling with compassion, with understanding. And on the other end of that, by breathing into these feelings, we're creating that new system of dealing with stress. We're not being reactive. We're just allowing ourselves to be, to feel, and then also reminding ourselves that we are strong enough, we are powerful enough, and we have all the tools that we need at our fingertips inside of our own selves to be able to deal with the uncertainty of the state that we're in.
So when it comes to breathing techniques, what are some basics for us to keep in mind? You know, is it breathing in through our nose versus mouth, combination? What do you think is one of the best places to start?
Yeah, so absolutely. I think that an important part here is consistently bringing the inhale through the nose and exhaling either through the nose or the mouth. But the important part is the nostril breath. The reason behind that is so that we are able to keep that fight or flight response down. We're engaging our parasympathetic nervous system when we're breathing in through the nose. And on the other end of that, if you're inhaling through the mouth, you're creating that fight or flight response and you're starting to get that heavy breath and your body is triggered to kind of watch out. So what we want to do is breathe through the nose so that we're able to stay calm, we're able to stay cool, collected. And especially during COVID, you know, our nose has natural fibers that filter out the air that's being brought in through the body. And so utilizing that nose breath, whether we're meditating or just breathing, is super important so that we are able to keep our bodies clean, calm, and collected.
So let's go into a little exercise that we can all, I'm sure, use during this time.
Okay, so today we're going to practice a conscious breath technique, the importance being conscious. So I want you to just be an observer in your own breath. We'll change your natural breathing pattern just slightly so that your inhale and your exhale are equal lengths. Okay. So this breath is going to be three-dimensional. It's going to be an inhale through the nose, an exhale through the mouth, and the breath is going to pull into the deepest part of the diaphragm, into the belly, into the chest, and exhaling the air out. One technique is a four-count breath. It's an inhale through the nose. You can count to four in your mind. And exhale for four. And an inhale for four. And an exhale for four. So what we're focusing on here is really feeling into the body. What emotions are we feeling? Where are we feeling stuck? Where are we feeling that we need to uproot emotion? Where are we feeling like our breath is not coming in? Where are we feeling like we can use more energy? This conscious breath really allows you to root into your body, to bring attention to your emotional body and awareness, and also helps your body, you know, stay in its powers. Know that it's safe. Know that you have the breath to come to and that everything is okay.
Well, Amelia Topors, thank you for guiding us through that and giving us these tools that we can all certainly utilize nowadays.
Yeah, thank you so much, Audrey. It was awesome being here with you.
Amelia Topors is a personal trainer, certified breathwork facilitator, and owner of Her Milwaukee, a personal health and wellness company. You can also follow along to a breathing exercise led by Topors at WUWM.com.